to be. You knew it was going to be coming in, but do you know even better now how tough it's going to be?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's certain games you take in, and, you know, you look at teams and you're like, okay, well, if we just do this and this, you know, we should be okay. But, you know, the game yesterday, I expected it to be exactly what it was. You know, when you watch those guys on film, you know, I study a lot of film. You know, I study a lot of film. I break down all the little minor details. And I was actually speaking to my mom like at 9 a.m. before the game. And I said, Mom, I said, yeah, this is going to be a tough one. You know, I just knew it was going to be a tough one just for their offensive scheme and the weapons they have in offense. It's not very hard. It's not very difficult. But what it presents, you know, it presents, you know, a lot of judgment. You know, you have to try to see the ball. You have to try to figure that out. And, you know, we're all human. We're all human. And, you know, sometimes we can get mistaken. Sometimes we can get messed up. But, you know, games like that, you take it. You take the win. You take it and you love it and you embrace it. And you just thank God the game's over. You know, so that's just what we look at.
It's fair to say that the NFC East is going to beat each other up pretty bad the rest of the way, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're definitely going to beat each other up. And I think that game yesterday was a true testament of our will as a team, you know, and our heart and how passionate we are about finishing.
A lot of the guys talked about just kind of the stress of these cardiac finishes that you guys have. And can you talk a little bit about what you guys can do in Dallas this week in terms of separating yourselves in the division and maybe getting off to the kind of start where you don't have the stressful finish like you had last year when you're scrambling to get in the playoffs?
You know, we just have to worry about this week. You know, obviously Dallas beat us the first game of the season, so you know, we're definitely looking for get back. We're definitely looking for some get back at this point in time. And, you know, just be effective. You know, just try to continue where we have been doing, which is trying to get better each and every week. Every week is not going to be a pretty week, but, you know, the only thing that matters is the LOW. I mean, you know.
I guess Jerry Jones was guaranteeing a victory or something. You hear about
I don't know.
Program.
I have no idea.
Well, he said that call in the summer about inviting all the people there to watch them beat your ass.
To Dallas.
You remember that? I mean, I know you guys heard that in camp and stuff.
Yeah, we heard that.
Did that trigger this week at all?
Not at all.
And so how much different is the secondary? How much strides have you guys made since week one to go into this week back there?
Oh, I think we've made huge strides. I think, you know, with the number of injuries we've had, you know, there's been guys, you know, step up in each and every week. You know, there's been someone going down, someone's missing, or whatever the case may be. And I think, you know, we're trying to continue to get better, trying to continue and get better with our conversations, with our communication, just our assignment, our adjustments, and just stay overall chemistry, being on the same page at the same time without even a hand signal. That's very, very special and very, very important, you know, when we're talking about a secondary unit.
And Charles, there's some attention paid on the TV broadcast to Ahmad's emotional, you know, reactions yesterday during the game. Is that nothing new for you guys to see that? I mean, what do you make of, you know?
I mean, you know, if I'm going to a fight, I'm taking Ahmad with me, you know, and that's, you know, I love that guy. I love his passion, and I love the attitude he brings to a game. He's a very emotional guy. You know, nothing he does is meant to be, you know, I don't know, disturbing to anyone else.
Right.
You know, but it may come across like that, it may not, but, you know, we all know what Ma means well. He means extremely well, and he's a passionate player, man. He wears on the sleeve, and, you know, and I back him 100%, and, you know, we ride or die with Ma.